Today's Amud is Yivama Samach Dal Amud Aleph. We're holding at Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the last line, Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, continuing to discuss the Mailas of Puravu and the Chisaron of a person who is not Isaac in Puravu. So the Braisa says, Ubenucha Yoimer Shuv Hashem Ruvvais Alpha Yisrael. The Pasuk describes that when Klal Yisrael was traveling in the Midbar, and they would come to a stop, so Yoimar, Moshe Rabbeinu would daven to Hashem, and he would say, Shuva Hashem, that you should return your Shekhinah to Klal Yisrael, to the River Vais Alfei Yisrael. To the River Vais and to the Alfei Yisrael. Now River Vais is at least two Ravavais. Ravai is 10,000. River Vais is 20,000. And Alfei is plural of Elef. Elef is 1,000. So Alfei is 2,000. So Darshan's the Braisa, Mulame, Che'ina, Shechina, Shaira, Apachis, Mishnei, Alafim, Ushnei, Revavais, Miyisrael. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu davened that Hashem should return his Shechina to the 22,000 members of Klal Yisrael, to 22,000 of Yidden, teaches us it must be that the Shechina never comes down on less than 22,000. At least there's a certain element of a certain extent of Shechina which only comes down when there's 22,000. So it says the Braisa comes out, what comes out is that Haresha, Yisrael, let's say Klal Yisrael had 22,000 minus 1, they were 21,999, and you have one person there who wasn't Isaac and Puravu. So he's causing it that there's no Shechina by Klal Yisrael. By him not being Isaac and Puravu, he's being the cause, the indirect cause, that there's no Shechina in Klal Yisrael. So you see the importance of being Isaac and Puravu. Abachanan Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, that a person who's not Isaac and Puravu is Chayiv Misa. Where do we get these Chayiv Misa from? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ubanim Lohayu Lahem. It says, by Nadav and Aviu, after they did whatever chet it is that they did, so it says that they died, Ubanim Lohayu Lahem, and they didn't have children. Mashma, Hayu Lahem, Banim Loh Mesu. If they would have had children, so that would have saved them from being killed. So you see, by not having children, that's why they were able to be Chayiv Misa. So someone who's not Isaac and Puravu is Chayiv Misa. Acherim Aimrim, that a person who's not Isaac and Puravu is Garim Lashchina Shet Testar Misrael. He's also, he's Garim that the Shechina shouldn't be by Klal Yisrael, but here he brings a different pasuk. Says Acherim, it's from Shenemar, it's from that which it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, that I'm going to be for you, Liyo Yislecha Leilekim, Ulazarecha Acharecha, I'm going to be for you as a Hashem, I'm going to be for you as a God, and for your children after you. So he darshan from there that Bezman Shezarecha Acharecha, Shechina Shaira, only when you have children, so then the Shechina could be Shaira. But in Zarecha Acharecha, but if a person is Mevatel from Puravu, so then Ami Shaira, who's the Shechina gonna rest himself on? Ha'etzim v'alavanim, what, the Shechina is gonna go on wooden stones? Avada, the Shechina goes on to people, goes amongst people, so if a person is on Isaac in Puravu, he's causing it that there's less Shechina in Klal Yisrael. Says the Mishnah Vayter now. Nasa Isha Vishaha Ima Eser Shanim. If you have a man who marries a woman, and they're married for 10 years, they're 10 years married, Vula Yalda, and she was never successful in having a child. They were never successful in having a child together. So the halacha is Einai Rashai Libatel. So the man who has a chiv of Puravu, so he's not allowed to just be Mavatov himself in Puravu. Clearly there's some sort of issue. He's not having a child with this wife of his. So he's mechayiv to get another wife, perhaps divorcing this wife. If you go with chayiv d'Reinu Gershom, if he only is allowed to have one wife, so then in a chanami he'll have to divorce this one. But the point is that he has to get himself another wife. That for sure, he can't just stay married to this wife. That's considered a bitul of puravu. Let's say Gersha. Let's say he divorces her. So mutares li nasei la'acher. Even though she just went 10 years without having any children, we don't necessarily assume that there's something wrong with her, and she's allowed to go ahead and get remarried to another man who never had any children. And v'rashay asheni lishayis ima eser shanim, and the second husband could also be with her for 10 years before he has to suspect that there's any issues. Now, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that when counting these 10 years, v'ime pila moina mishasha pila, that if she miscarriages, if she has a miscarriage, if she miscarries, so then that restarts the clock of the 10 years, because the fact is that she became pregnant. It's true the vine wasn't about bar kayama, but the fact that she became pregnant, so that starts over the 10-year clock. The Ritva points out that the Mishnah doesn't tell us at what stage she miscarried. It sounds like even if she miscarries within 40 days, even though it's just Maya Ba'amu, like we'll see later in the Gemara, still that's also called miscarrying with regards to this halacha, that so the 10-year clock will start over. Says the Gemara now, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Then Nasa Isha Vishah Ima Esar Shanim. If a person married a woman and he stayed with her for 10 years, Velo Yalda, and they were never successful in having children, so the halacha is Yaitzi. First of all, he has to marry someone else, so he'll have to, even if that means divorcing this wife. And when he divorces her, V'yitink Suba. That's what the Braisa is coming to stress. Now, when he divorces this woman, he has to give her a ksuba. He can't say it's her fault that they didn't have any children, because Shem Olay Zacha Libana is Mimena. Maybe it's that he wasn't Zaycha. Shem Olay Zacha is who is him. Maybe he wasn't Zaycha to have children together with her, and really it's his fault, so that's why he has to give her the ksuba. The Gemara will discuss, why do we assume it's his fault? Maybe it's her fault. That will be discussed later in the Gemara, but that's what the Braisa says, that we assume it's his fault, and therefore he has to give her a ksuba. Now, afa pisha ain raya ledavar, zeicha ledavar. Even though we don't have a makar, that's mamish mefirsh to this idea that a person only gets 10 years, the 10 years is the amount of time that it takes to see whether or not a person will be zeicha to have children from someone. Even though there's no raya, there is a zecher. We have like a remez in the Torah to such a concept, because the pasuk says by Avram Avinu, it says that miketz eser shanim l'sheves Avram be'eretz Kanan, that after 10 years that Avram Avinu was living in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Kanan, so that's when Sarah gave Avram Avinu the idea to marry Hagar and to have a child through Hagar. So you see, after 10 years, that's when he took another wife. 10 years in Eretz Yisrael. Which also says the Gemara, Lamdecha, it's coming to show you, She'ein yeshiva schutz la'aretz oylem min aminyan. You see that when did Avram Avinu, when did we count these 10 years? Only the 10 years that Avram was in Eretz Yisrael. But he was in for many years in chutz la'aretz without any children before that. Elamai, those years don't count. So the Rishonim discuss, it sounds like the Pashup Shad of this Gemara makes it seem that this halach is not nagei chutz la'aretz. In chutz la'aretz, where a person has the avera of living in chutz la'aretz on his cheshbin, so we attribute it, the fact that he's childless, to the avera of living in chutz la'aretz. He's not being mekayim mitzvos yishuv eretz Yisrael, so we attribute it to that that's why he's not having any children. So those years don't count. Only once he comes to Eretz Yisrael, so then, and he doesn't have the avera of living in chutz la'aretz, so that's when we count these 10 years. But if a person lives in chutz la'aretz, so then there's no such halacha. That's what it would definitely seem. That's the pashup shad of the Gemara. The Rishonim discussed, maybe this was dafka by Avram Avinu, ayin sham. By Avram Avinu, though, that's what it says, that the years that he was in Chutz La'aretz didn't count towards these 10 years. Because we have something to blame it on, we could blame it on the fact that he was living in Chutz La'aretz. Now, says the Gemara, you see from here that when you have something else to blame it on, so then we blame it on that thing, and we don't count it towards the 10 years that the person didn't have children. Lafichach, accordingly, says the Gemara, that Chalahu, and if, let's say, he gets sick, or she gets sick, so now we have a known reason, a known cause, what might be the cause that they don't have any children, where we know they didn't have a chance to be together because they were in jail, or at least their mazel was worse because they were in jail. So those years don't count towards the 10 years that a person has before he has to get himself another wife. Now says the Gemara, I'm only reveler of Nachman. Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, it comes out, you're telling me that we're learning from Avram Avinu, at least we have a Zeicha from Avram Avinu. You see, he waited 10 years to have a child, 10 years before he took himself another wife in order to have a child. So you see, this idea of 10 years. However, he asked him, Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, that v'leilif mi Yitzchak, why don't we learn out from Yitzchak that the number is really more than 10 years? It's actually 20 years. The Pasuk says, v'yi Yitzchak ben arbaim shana bekachto es Rivka. It says that Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married Rivka. Uksiv in the pasuk says Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beladas Oisam, that Yitzchak was 60 years old when Yaakov and Esav were born. So you see, he waited with Rivka for 20 years, and we don't have any recording that Yitzchak married someone else in between. So it sounds like he was allowed to go 20 years, not just 10 years. He was allowed to go 20 years with his wife. So says the Gemara, Amar Lei, he said back to him, Rav Nachman said back to Rava, that Yitzchak Akar Haya. You can't learn anything from there. The fact that Yitzchak didn't take him for himself another wife, it's because there Yitzchak knew that he had a fertility issue. He was an Akar. He had a fertility issue, and that's why it wouldn't help to get himself another wife because he couldn't have children. Well, ask the Gemara, Yachi, if so, Avram Nami Akar Haya. We know that Avram Avinu also was an Akar. He also had a fertility issue, like we'll see in the bottom of, on the bottom of this Amud, that he wasn't, it wasn't physically possible for him to father children. So if so, there's nothing to learn from the 10 years that he got another wife. It had nothing to do with children. He was an Akar. He wasn't able to have children. So says the Gemara, and this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. At least the Gemara right now is very a little bit chaser. But the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that in a chanami be'etzem, you can't learn out from Avram Avinu, which is why it's not really a ra'ila davar, it's just a zeicher davar. L'maisa, you have a zeicher. L'maisa, he waited 10 years before he took for himself another wife. So there's at least a zeicher. By Yitzchak, though, the pasuk's not extra. By Avram Avinu, it's extra. Why is it mentioning the fact that it's 10 years? It's a mashvi. It's coming to teach us an idea, this musuk of waiting 10 years before taking another wife. But by Yitzchak, the pasuk's not extra. The fact that it says that he was 60 years old when he gave birth to Yaakov and Esav, when he fathered Yaakov and Esav, so that's not extra. Because Aumi Baile Likin Rabchia Baraba, because that pasuk, the fact that the Torah stresses that Yitzchak was 60 years old when he had Yaakov and Esav, that's coming to teach us something that Rabchia Baraba taught us. Dam Rabchia Baraba Am Rab Yechnan, that Lama Nimnu Shmaisav Shal Yishmal. Why does the Torah go out of its way to tell us the years of Yishmal? Kedela Yaches Mahen Shnaisav Shal Yaakov. It's in order to calculate the years of Yaakov, which we had in Mesechus Megillah, Dafid Zion. That the Gemara goes through the cheshbon of different psukim to show us the timeline of Yaakov's life, and the only way we got there was by going through the timeline of Yishmael. So that's why the Torah mentioned the different years of Yishmael. With that exact same reasoning, that's why the Torah had to mention that Yitzchak was 60 years old when he gave birth to Yaakov and Esav. In that sugya Megillah, when it goes through the different cheshbonos, so this is one of the psukim mentioned. And part of that cheshbon of figuring out Yaakov's life and Yishmael's life and everyone's life was knowing that Yitzchak was 60 years old when he gave birth to Yaakov of an Esav. So Mimela, that pasuk's not extra. But the pasuk by Avram, that he waited 10 years until he got another wife, that chilek of the pasuk is totally extra. That's coming to be miramis to us, this idea that a person has 10 years before he has to get himself another wife. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, says the Gemara that Rabbi Yitzchak said over, now Yitzchak Avinu Akar Haya. Yitzchak Avinu was an Akar. Now, how do we know that Yitzchak was an Akar? Shenamar, as the pasuk says, "V'yatar Yitzchak Lashem l'noichach ishtai." It says that Yitzchak was v'yatar. He davened. We'll see soon why tefillah is called an lashon of eser. But it says that Yitzchak davened to Hashem opposite his wife. It's so opposite his wife. That's the lashon of the pasuk. L'noichach ishtai. So the Gemara points out that al ishtai le'namar. You would think, you know, Rivka was the one who's the Akara. So it should be v'yat. Yitzchak Lashem al ishtai, that he davened for his wife. Why does it say that he davened neichach ishtai, like parallel to his wife? Like nemer l'neichach, it's Malami is coming to teach us sheshneiam akurim hayu, that really both of them had this issue that they were akurim and they were both davening for each other. They davened parallel, opposite to each other. Yitzchak and Rivka were davening for each other as well. They were both davening on each other. They were both akurim. So says the Gemara, wait a second. If Yitzchak was an akur, yachi, if so, v'yeter loy, why does the Torah say that Hashem was v'yeter loy, that Hashem answered Yitzchak's tefillah? So Bishlama, if it was only Rivka who was sick, who was only, or not sick necessarily, but it was only Rivka who was in Akara, so Yitzchak was davening for Rivka, so then it says v'yeter loy, and Hashem answered him, because he was davening, he was the one who was davening, he was davening for Rivka, that's why Hashem answers him. But if now we're saying that really they were both davening for each other, they were both Akarim, they were both davening for each other, so then why is it that when Hashem answered their tefillah, it doesn't say Hashem answered their tefillah, it says v'yeter loy. Why does it say that Hashem answered his tefillah? So again, says the Gemara, Yachi, v'yeter loy, v'yeter lehem b'ba'ilei. It should have said that he answered them if both of them were davening. Why is the Torah stressed that Yitzchak's tefillah was answered, says the Gemara, because that's the way it was. His tefillah was answered, not Rivka's. And even though it seems like they had, what he means, they basically had the same tefillah. No, but the mitzad, maybe the chafetz of tefillah was the same, but mitzad the gavra, so it was two different things, because Yitzchak was a tzaddik ben tzaddik, he was a tzaddik who came from Avram Avinu, whereas Rivka didn't exactly have the best yichas. So therefore, that's why Yitzchak Yitzchak was answered and not Rivka, because it's Einu Daima Klal Einu Daima Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik Latfilas Tzadik Ben Rasha. Now says the Gemara, Vayter Amrav Yitzchak, Mivnei Ma Hayu Avaisenu Akurim. Why is it that Hashem did this? So many of the Avais, they were all Akurim. What's the Pshat? Why did Hashem do that? Yitzchak, Avram, we had the Imais, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel. Why did Hashem do all this? Why did they make them all Akurim? So says the Gemara, Mivnei Shakadosh Baruch Hu Misave Letfilas Shel Tzadikim. Very difficult answer to understand. But the Gemara says that the reason why Hashem made them Akurim is because Hashem Kaviyachol has a taiva to listen to the tefillos of the tzaddikim. That's very schwer, because it sounds like, because Hashem has a taiva to listen to their tefillos, therefore he aggravated, he made them live through such tzaris of being akurim. It seems very strange. But that's what the Gemara says, that because the Kaddish Baruch Hu has a taiva to listen to their tefillos, so that's why Hashem did this to them. Now, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Nimshal Tefillos Shel Tzadikim Ke'eser. Why are the tefillos of a tzaddik, why is it compared to an eser, to a pitchfork? It says, Vayetar Yitzchak. It says, Vayetar Loi. Why is tefillah called the Eser? So says the Gemara, it's coming to teach us that Ma Eser Zem Mahapich Hatfua Bimakum Amakim, just like an Eser, just like a pitchfork, is used to turn over the Tfua and to bring it from place to place. So too, Kach Tfilashes of Tzadikim, Vesapechas Midas Shakadish Baruch, Midas Rakzanos, Midas Rachmanos. When a person davens, so he's able to, Kaviyacho, take a Kadish Baruch off of his Kisei Den and put him onto the Kisei Rachamim. That's the Maila of tefillah, that's like a pitchfork. Now, Amar Rav Ami, says the Gemara, says Rav Ami, that Avram v'Sara tumtumin hayu. That Avram Avinu and Sara imenu, so they were both tumtumin. They were, we know, a tumtum. So they were both tumtumin. Their aver, their makum erva was covered up. It wasn't clear what they were, and even though they eventually became clear. Now, let's say, I guess they did some sort of procedure, became clear. L'maisa, tumtum is still unable to then afterwards go ahead and father children. So, and or mother children. They were unable to have children together. Be'etzem, they were tumtum and they were unable to have children. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that habitu al tzur chaytzavtem, seems like it's describing some sort of procedure of carving out the zacharus, val mikeves bor nekartem, also a procedure of carving out the nakvus. Uksivin, the pasuk says right after that, the following pasuk, it says, habitu al avram avichem val sara techulalchem, that you should look at Avram and Sarah, the ones you come from. So you see that that seems to be mefarish, the first pasuk, that Avram and Sarah both had to have their erva carved out because they were both tumtumim. Number of Nachman, number of Abba Ravua, that Sari Imenu Islandas Haisa. That Sari Imenu was an Islandas, Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, Uti Sarai Akara Ein Lovlad. It says that Sarah Yimenu was Nakara, and then the Pasuk says something redundant. It says she was Nakara in Lavlad. She didn't have a child. Seems to be obvious if she was a Nakara, and obviously she didn't have a child. What's the point in Ein Lavlad? It's coming to say that she was an Ilonos, that Afilu base Vlad Ein La, that she didn't even have a Rechem, she didn't even have a uterus. That's what the Pasuk is coming to say, that she was Nakara in what way? Ein Lavlad, because she didn't even have a base Vlad, she didn't even have a uterus. It's interesting, the Zayar, I believe in Parashat Shalach, or no, it's on this pasuk, I believe. The Zayar says that what does it mean? Vahis sarei akara ein lavlad. The Zayar says that ein lavlad down here in Eilam Hazda, but in Shemayim she had many children. And to what extent was she in akara? Only klapei down here. But when a person is Isaac in puravu, even if he's unsuccessful, says the Zayar, even if there'll be ein lavlad, even if there'll be no children down here, there are always children that are being born from every ma'isa chibur lamala and the shamas that we don't see, but that's what's always happening, which is a chizik, first of all, for people, if they are struggling, the lamaisa, there is always a te'eles, there is always something that's being accomplished. It's also a mechayiv that a person has to be careful with all the halachis that they have to keep, no matter what, even if no vlad is being created, because there always is a vlad. It's in the vlad down here, but there are always, from every ma'isa chibur, there is always vladois that are being created in Shemayim.